live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We create it as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow here in Central Texas. John Stadtmiller out on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez, Los Angeles. How's everybody doing? How you doing, John?
Los Angeles?
Yeah, Lost Angels here. Lost Angels here in Hollyweird. How's it going over there?
Well, I don't know. How's the writer's strike doing?
The writer's strike. I see some celebs going out there, and I was driving past Warner Brothers last week, and they're all out there making a big noise. And I don't know where that stands or where the negotiations are or whatever, but I know it's a huge issue for Hollywood right now. It's all over the trade papers and
stuff.
Damn,
I wished I was there. Do you realize how easy it is for a person of just out here in anywhere USA to go up there and talk to the stars and get their autographs?
Oh, they're out right outside the studio, so picketing and all that stuff.
You remember a while ago, when I first initially started talking to you, James, mm-hmm. you know, I'd ask you about who are these people in Hollywood, who are these actors? And, mm-hmm. you know, I know from the other side of the silver screen, you worked on the backside of it. I'm just a movie buff. The last time I checked, mm-hmm. I've seen over 3,000 movies that I can recall the titles.
Wow.
And
is that right? You can remember all those, huh?
I'm impressed
with that right there. But continue.
Well, I've always been a fan of Hollywood, but I understood Hollywood for what it is. It's a stage play put on film. Okay,
right.
It is props and it's editors and it's directors and it's gaffers and it's lunch boys. It's
actors in the business. It's simple as this: actors, movie stars, or their stage hypnotists. And it also is all about money.
Stage hypnotist
basically is what they're doing, because
yeah.
I can explain the whole thing, but the money aspect of it is the key element, because what's interesting to me is they can take a huge A-list star and just based upon the name and the residue memory of people that have watched him prior to
mm-hmm.
and determine what their money is going to. Oh, this person can open at 20 million statistically.
Yeah.
But that 20 million that they're talking about, and they're talking about, they mean that when they're going to be paying back the loans of these various things when things get financed.
Right.
How much it's going to cost, what they're going to expect in the first weekend, and they can determine that. Of course, all that situation is subject to change right now.
So,
not necessarily being paid in dollars.
Right.
And all that whole thing is coming down.
Pay them in euros or pay them in gold, but... You know,
the
point of this is that Hollywood acts and conducts its business the same way everybody else does. When they have a project they want to do, they go borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a problem for Hollywood people out there and borrowing from the banks for their productions?
Well, there's, you know, you have the independent film market, you have the studio system, there's many different ways of getting money, and I've talked to producers that I've dealt with for years that have used the most unusual money gathering things, especially for independents,
right.
I've ever thought of. But it all ties into the loan at the bank.
Well, I started out this program today, James, in a softer tone, and the reason I did that is because I'm hopping and flaming mad today, and I'm trying to maintain my cool, but you'll find out what's on my mind as the program progresses. Cash Flow, John Stadtmiller, James Martinez. We'll be right back.
The The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Well, I was watching the boob tube this morning.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm sitting down, good. Anxiously awaiting.
Good.
Go on.
And I'm trying to approach this very calmly because I am really, really unsettled. And the reason is, folks, for all the aforementioned during this program in the last 14 years of broadcasting, mm-hmm. I'm coming to the point where I am just doing a slow rolling boil, not a bubble over the top, you know, put out the flame and then everything's gone. Uh-huh. I've been doing a slow rolling boil here for about 14 years, and it's starting to overflow. I've taken it off the back burner on the stove. It's on the front burner. It's on high. And I am just sick and tired of all the corruption, all the
right.
thievery, all mm-hmm. the lies, all the mm-hmm. deceptions.
Right.
And I'm thinking on my way into the office today, that we only have a finite number of years, not guaranteed what it's going to bring us. There is no guarantees in life. Although many people through socialism and communism have tried to quell our fears, and, well, capitalism, according to the communists, is not the right way to go because look at the rot that it breeds within your own system.
Sure.
Well, I would have a tendency to agree with that. But let's get back to the point of our very lives. The people that want to control us and trap us, they didn't create me. Okay, they didn't make me. They don't have the power to do that. I have a finite number of years on this planet in which to absorb and breathe and interact and play and laugh and cry and basically live life. And it's a very, very short period of time.
Yes, it is.
So why in God's green earth do I have to deal with thieves and liars, James? Why am I subject to that?
Well, you know what? I think with all of the stuff, if somebody were just to tell me some of the stuff, the experiences you've gone through over your broadcasting career and what you've learned and what you've had to deal with and what everybody else has had to deal with, it's really education at the end of the day. What are you going to do with what you've just learned? Are you going to investigate yourself? Are you going to find out? And then once you learn that and you know it, what are you going to do? You have a choice. There are other things you can do. This particular show and what we're trying to do here, it's actually step beyond dealing with just the credit card thing. It's about behavior modification. It's about changing your reality and being in an environment where you live in a situation like this with everything that's going down in this country right now and be able to stand even existing in an environment where you turn on the TV and 30 minutes later you've seen 58 acts of violence. So, I understand what you're talking about.
Well, it's yeah, and the problem is the problem. Now, and here's another thing I started to do today, and this is what really kind of started me off today, is that I'm looking at all the things that are wrong. Now, let's get down to base zero, what's right and what's wrong. You know, this is different in people's books. But you were born in this country. Hopefully you weren't a test tube baby in some mad scientist laboratory and you actually had a mother, and maybe you were lucky enough to even have a father, and maybe you were lucky enough to have both of those people parenting you while you were an adult in training, while they were bringing you up. This is what we would consider normal activity and life, okay? And we're born into a country that is, the rule book is the Constitution. Now, many things, derogatory things have been said about the Founding Fathers, and some of them can be attributed correctly. Not many of them, because here was a group of men that decided to start a new country, to form a government like no government had ever been formed before. They weren't like the Japanese. They picked something up and say, well, somebody's made this, we'll go in and improve it. No.
Right.
We struck out. We brought good men together. First, we had to fight off a king that was more interested in commerce than he was in anybody's freedoms. And these men got together, fought off the British. In the meantime, they're trying to construct a government. They're trying to bring forth a bunch of people, the best minds and the leaders of the time, to form a union, to form a country. And they came up with a certain set of rules. It's a rule book. It's the Constitution. And I have sat during my lifetime, and this goes well beyond me, the violations, the heinous, hideous atrocities that have been committed against the rule book.
Repeatedly,
which affects all of us.
Right.
And we're starting to see the culmination of the, call them evil people, short-sighted people, not too brainy people, people that were smarter than what they thought they were. It doesn't matter. What does matter is we still have the rule book, and by God, these people better start playing by the rules. They had better start playing by the rules, because we have seen the culmination of their little plots, their little plans, their little agendas, their big ideas. To promote the general welfare, they have spun us down into a hole that we may never recover from. And I am, for lack of a better word, folks, I am teetotally just at the end of my rope. I don't know.
Well,
I would say,
just to reframe that you, as well as a lot of people that listen to this, are quite lucky that you know all this stuff. A lot of people don't have a clue at all, and they're running around like zombies. I can attest to that, because all I got to do is get in my car and start driving out in the city. They have no idea what's going on. And I think that you're lucky in the fact that you've been brief, you understand. Everybody that's got credit card debt is going through that whole kind of milking process of all that life force and energy that you're putting into paying off these cards because it was designed to enslave you from the very beginning, you can end that. By the way, today I do have a live operator standing by to receive your calls. People that are calling in that have those issues, you need to call 877-331-0626 and somebody can deal with you right away. But I understand that a lot of people from email that I've received are at the end of their rope and are determining how they're already past the point. They're already determining, how am I going to live my life? Where am I going to move? How will I conduct business? And some emails have indicated that a lot of people are maybe leaving this country as well. So it's a tricky time for people.
Well, and what I'm going to do, James, with your blessing here, after the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to play that 9-minute phone message.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to play that, but I'm sitting here, and I'll tell you what, I know one thing, and you hit it on the head, that there's a lot of people out there in trouble. If they happen across this radio broadcast and they're listening to this and they don't know beans from shinola, stick around. You're going to learn a lot. There is a lot to learn. But
yeah, and another thing, too, this particular audience has been growing slowly grassroots, but when it goes into a larger level, into a different market where they haven't listened to some of these issues, but they can feel something that's going wrong, when they hear this, then they're going to know for sure. So I'm optimistic in terms of being able to go through the educational forums and colleges and so forth and make the young people understand what's going on, what's coming next, you know, what they have to deal with, because the people before them lied to you, screwed you, and left you for dead.
And don't shoot the messenger. The only thing I'm going to do, folks, and the only thing that James is going to do, to the best of our abilities, is we're going to give you the straight skinny. We're going to give you the straight poop. Probably a lot of people, James, and this is what's exciting about this, and also worrisome to a degree, and I'll get into the worry part of it later, but people have never heard of the subject matter we talk about. Never in their lives have they ever been privy to it. And that's going to be the beautiful thing, and it's going to cause a lot of people a lot of headaches out there.
And you'll have reactive bank cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
People will call us names, like the gentleman that called in yesterday on the car when he said, I think it was his wife or girlfriend, he was mentioning some of this, she got mad at him.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you talk to me and tell me I am wrong? Yeah. I went to school, I, and then finds out, well, the rug's been pulled out, and no, you're wrong. You're wrong. You've been living a lie. Sorry.
Yeah. And that's probably, James, one of the hardest things to take, because, you know, you don't walk up to somebody, and this is how a lot of people take this, you don't walk up to somebody, look at them square in the eye and go, you know what, you're a damn fool, and you've been living a lie all your life, what the hell's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think, what kind of reaction from the ordinary man and woman in the street, what kind of reaction do you think you're going to get from that person?
Oh, they're going to look at you like you're a reality show burnout that doesn't have a job now and you're lying in a trash can.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to think of.
Yeah.
Because of generally the new information like that that affects somebody's consciousness like that, a lot of times I've seen people when I've discussed it and they've asked, well, what do you do? What are you talking about? I tell them, they just listen, nod, and kind of, oh, okay. And they don't believe a word I said. None of it.
Yeah.
They don't want to.
Well, and that's another thing. Because, you know, think about this, folks, in your personal lives. When you discover things about yourself. And I remember hearing lyrics out of music. Every once in a while, it would suggest to you that maybe the boogeyman, maybe your greatest fears that you're trying to run and hide from aren't that big at all. And that in your own mind that you've cooked them up to be, you know, just monstrous beasts that are chasing you in your sleep, or they're hiding
fear.
F-E-A-R.
False.
That's right.
Evidence appearing real.
There you go. And, folks, it's time to stop running. It's time to stop being fearful. You know, you don't have to turn on the nightlight now when you go to bed, because you're going to face your beast. You are going to face your enemy. And you're going to take a handle, and you're going to be able to do in your life maybe for the first time in your life to stop right. running and stand your ground. This is, it's life-changing. We'll take the break here. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be back here with Cash Flow in just a few minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Folks, we will be closed Thanksgiving Day, and of course we will be closed Christmas. A lot of people on the network like to do Christmas Eve programs because, well, they know that everybody's home listening. They're not out doing what they're doing. They're chilling out and taking advantage of the holidays.
I would actually like to do it on those holidays because I know these holiday seasons, these days coming up, They're doing and triggering all sorts of traps to get out of people to spend money when they don't even have money to spend more of it. So I wouldn't normally do that if it weren't the current situation that everybody's in now, but I wouldn't mind actually doing that.
I am sitting here and I'm reading from the archives, from the some are from the presidential libraries. It's a compilation of letters that were written to Mrs. Theodore Roosevelt. That was the great New Deal guy,
right,
Mr. Roosevelt, back during the Depression. And I'm sitting here and I'm reading these letters, and the thought is striking me. And these are like 1936, you know, whatever, in the middle of what the Sun called the worst recession since the 30s in a newspaper article the other day. Mm-hmm. One of these, I'm writing to you for some of your soiled dresses if you have any. And this is a kid. I am a poor girl who has to stay out of school on account of dresses and slips and a coat. I'm in the seventh grade, but I have to stay out of school because I have no books, no clothes to wear. By the way, she spelled wear, W-A-R-E. Mm-hmm. I'm in need of dresses and slips and coat very bad. If you have any soiled clothes that you don't want to wear, I'd be very glad to get them. Please do not let the news reporters get a hold of this in any way, and I'll keep it from getting out here so there'll be no one else to get a hold of it. But do not let my name get out in the paper. I am 13 years old. And I am reading letter after letter after letter from children. And mm-hmm. the stock political response comes back to them. Same thing. Mrs. Roosevelt asked me to acknowledge your letter and express her regret that because of the great number of similar requests, she has found it impossible to comply with them, much as she would like to assist all those who appeal to her. Letter after letter after letter of children's lives being ripped apart, not because their parents were stupid, not because their parents were lazy, but because the bank system during 1929 through 1940, almost into 1941, decided mm-hmm. it would be in the best interest of the public and the country to wring out inflation that, well, was firing up during the 1920s. But we go back just a few years before that to 1913 when they privatized the banking system in this right. country. And here we sit, how many years later, reaping right. the benefits of our inaction and our stupidity way back when. It's taken right. that long. But these letters that I'm looking at, it is reality today for a lot of people. And it will be a harsh reality tomorrow and next week and next month and next year.
Right, and next payment. Right, yes.
And
I understand.
And we're living, folks, we're living on the edge. James, I'll tell you what, I am just a convoluted golf ball internally wrapped up tight, ready to bust loose. The individual that's just had enough of this bull crap. When's Truman going to get that deal together? Okay, because I'll tell you what, I'm sitting here, and we're talking to this audience, and that's great. We're talking to a lot of people. We're on radio station, and that's fine. But that is a minuscule amount of the message that needs to be heard.
Oh, I know. Also know. Well, for starters, I called our guys here in L.A., and I was not able to connect with them at the appropriate time. But there are things are being set up, and I think you'll be quite pleased with a call we have today. Hopefully, if we can connect everybody, I think you'll be quite pleased.
Good deal.
But the thing is that when this show goes on a much larger level, it's going to change drastically. And one of the most important things I would say thus far is that those of you that are learning this, that have found out this, it's more important that you talk to your close friends and relatives because you have credibility when you talk with them. Versus if I talk to a stranger and somebody on the street suddenly hears this show, they're going to think I'm a total, complete, schizoid, whack job nutcase. So it's important for all of you to tell your close friends, relatives about the show and get current with what's going on so you're prepared for what's coming.
And folks, it's not a maybe, maybe not. It is an inevitability. It is a certainty. I am not here spinning wild tales and relating conspiracy theories. Oh, it was a conspiracy of sorts, but not a theory. It's been a working thesis, and it's been a working agenda for these fine, fine people out there that set up this matrix, and we are now mm-hmm. falling victim to it. And quite frankly, you know what? Nobody owns nothing of my life. They lay no claim to my time. They lay no claim to my energies. They lay no claim to what I produce. What is mine is mine. Get out of my face. Get out of my life. Get out of my pocket. Stop. Stop.
Exactly.
Enough. Enough mm-hmm. of this concocted and manufactured chaos that we're looking at right now. Wholly and solely. And here's the irony to this whole thing. All of this could have been avoided, ladies and gentlemen. What you're seeing transpire, the edginess, the feelings that you have right now, all of this would not have to be. Do you understand that? This nightmare that you're living in right now, it doesn't have to be. You can wake up from it. And that's what they're scared to death that you're doing. And folks, you're lucky enough to be at the inception of this little program that we're doing. And we're going to scorch them. We're going to scorch them nationwide and do it repeatedly, just as they have done to us. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Play that phone message for you, folks.
Okay, it's about 12 minutes, I think.
Right. And we'll squeeze it in here. Here it goes.
Right on.
We even get to hear one ringy dingy. Hopefully. Maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Maybe not. Oh, there it is.
And welcome to the overview for the CMS plan. CMS stands for Court Mediation Services. We're excited to offer what we believe is the safest and most effective debt relief program available today. In the last 6 years, we have helped people to offset thousands of accounts to the tune of millions of dollars. And just so we are clear, we work for you. We do not work for your creditors, your bank, or your credit card company. This is not bankruptcy, debt consolidation, debt reduction, refinancing, or some payment plan that can drag on for years and years. Those other programs can easily last from 7 to 10 years, leaving you with a scarred credit rating for just as long. What we do is simple, yet very effective. We actually assume the debt, so it is no longer your debt. It is ours, and we deal with the whole thing. You just hand it off to us, and we do the
minimum payment on each account that is still with the original creditor, plus $43 per account. If an account is with a collection agency, it's a little different situation. You don't need to provide the minimum payment or the $43. We'll still work on the account and offset the debt, but we use slightly different methods that don't require those payments. Now, if a minimum payment to an original creditor is less than $50, you need to bump it up to $50 so we can show a substantial payment. But if you're late on payments and they're asking for a large amount, you don't have to provide the whole thing. We only need 2% of the balance, which is what credit cards usually require as a minimum payment. So for an example, if you have a balance of $10,000 on an account, you would need to provide $200 for a minimum payment, which is 2% of the balance, plus $43 for a total of $243. We'll use the minimum payment to assume the account and use the $43 for consideration payments for 3 to 5 months past that. Now, we focus mainly on contract law. Here's how it happens. You're probably already aware that in the contract you have with your credit cards, there is a clause that says they can basically change the terms and conditions whenever they want to, right? Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What we will do is assume the debt, then change the terms and conditions so that they are good for us rather than being good for the credit card. After you're processed into the program, when you get a credit card statement, let's say it's from XYZ Bank, take out any ads, but leave in the statement and the return envelope. Instead of making out a check to XYZ Bank for the minimum payment, you make it out to CMS. Again, that's us, Core Mediation Services, for the minimum payment plus $43. Slip that into the letter they sent to you, then put the whole thing in a bigger envelope and send it to us. When we get it, we'll cash your check made out to us, and we'll write one of our own checks to XYZ Bank for the minimum payment. In that payment envelope, we also include a brand new set of terms and conditions, and on the check for the minimum payment, we put a note that says that if they cash this check, they agree to the new terms and conditions, and they always cash the check. We've done this for years with literally thousands and thousands of accounts, and we have never had a national or regional bank send the check back to us. Now, I'm sure at one time or another, you've gotten a check in the mail, probably out of the blue, for $10 to $20, that on the back where you endorse it, there's fine print that says, if you cash this check, then you are agreeing to enroll in that company's credit repair program or credit protection program or whatever their service is. This is exactly the same thing, except we are doing it to them instead of them doing it to us. Once they cash the check, they've accepted the new terms and conditions. Those terms and conditions, that new contract, is what does the job. It switches the debt to us. So from now on, you don't have to deal with it. The contract now says that they are not allowed to charge any interest rate. It says that the minimum monthly payment is now $10 a month. It says that they are not allowed to charge any late fees, that they are not allowed to put any negatives on your credit report, that if they ever have put any negatives on your credit report, they have to take them off. So there is term after term that's now in our favor rather than theirs. The new contract also says that if they break any of the terms, they agree to a financial penalty of anywhere from $500 to $2,500 per occurrence. You know how right now if you send a payment late to your credit card company, then they'll charge you a late fee? You're paying a financial penalty because you broke the terms of the contract. And again, this is exactly the same thing, except we are giving them a taste of their own medicine. The whole purpose of this procedure is to offset the debt. That first month that we send in the minimum payment, we intentionally send it late. And even though they accept the new contract by cashing the check, because it's late, they're going to put a late fee on there. Well, according to the new contract, they just broke one of the terms and so have a penalty assessed to them. For the next several months, we will use that $43 that you provided to send them payments of $10 to $15 per month. And I can tell you, they will try to charge more than 0% interest. They'll try to collect more than the $10 minimum monthly payment. They'll put late payment fees on the account and so on and so on. Every time they do, they're racking up penalties. Now, please understand that when we take over the account, we are willing and able to pay off the entire debt. We will continue to pay the debt in full month after month as long as the creditor follows the terms of the contract. What gets them into trouble is they tend to think that they're above the law, that they don't have to follow the same laws that everyone else has to follow. If they simply follow the contract, they will get all of the payments. But when we take over the contract, even though it may have a balance of $10,000, after 4 to 6 months, according to the new contract, they will owe us several thousand dollars. We could go after them for that amount, and who knows, in the future we may, but as of now, that's just not the point. The point is to get rid of the debt, and we use that money they owe us as leverage. We tell them to retire the account, or we will come after them for that money. Realize contract law boils down to the very basics. There are three parts to contract law: the offer, the terms, and the acceptance. We've made an offer of a new contract. The terms and conditions are spelled out right in front of them, and the acceptance is when they cash the check. From that point on, every time they send a statement to us and every time they accept a payment from us, they are showing performance on the new contract. We also show performance every time we send those minimum payments of $10 to $15 per month. So now we have a contract that is spelled out that both parties have accepted and that both parties have been performing on for months now. Go to any judge or lawyer in the country, and they'll tell you that it's pretty cut and dried at this point. It's too late for either one of the parties to come back and say, wait, I didn't really want to have that term in there. The way we used to do this program was to provide the clients with all the letters and forms, and the client would change their own terms and conditions and so forth with our help and support. What we found was that with about 5 to 10% of the accounts, the credit card company was bringing a lawsuit against the client. They didn't really have a legal leg to stand on. It was pure intimidation. But even though we would walk someone through what to do, most people didn't want to deal with fighting a lawsuit, even though they were in the right and they could expect to win. That's why about 3 years ago, we switched to handling everything for the client and assuming the debt. Now, if the credit card company tries to get intimidating and serve a lawsuit, the lawsuit doesn't come against you, it comes against us. And it doesn't intimidate us. Being in court is what we do. The contract now shows that they are the ones in violation of the contract, not us. If they sue us with that situation, it's like saying, sick 'em to a bulldog. Not only will we be game for the fight, we'll also go after them for the money they owe us. The creditors also realize this. Since we've been assuming the debt for people, we have never been sued by a collector or credit card company. Now, of course, there's a first time for anything, but as of now, it just doesn't happen. And in any case, they would be suing us instead of you, so you are in the clear. Allow about 6 to 8 months for the debt to be offset. Now, if the account is with a collection agency, we use consumer protection law. We dispute the debt, which means they are then required to give documentary proof that they have actually loaned you money. Now, they haven't. You've never had an agreement with the collection agency. So with the collection agency, the method is different. We aren't actually assuming the debt, but the result is the same. The debt is offset. There are two things that I want you to be aware of. First, you'll probably get some collection calls as the accounts are being switched over to us. Remember, we send the first minimum payment intentionally late to get everything started. Most people just ignore the calls because they have caller ID. But if you want the calls to stop, pick up the phone and tell them, I'm sorry, I don't handle financial matters over the phone. Just send it in writing and I'll be glad to respond to it that way. And then hang up on them. Don't talk to the collectors. They are just there to intimidate you, to scare you, and to try to trip you up and get you to say something that they can use against you. So again, don't talk to the collectors. Tell them that, and that usually does it. It's unusual to still get calls after you've told them that a couple of times. But if you do, log them, let us know, we can help. Now, when you get something in the mail about one of your accounts, whether it's a statement from the credit card company or a letter from a collector, just put it in a bigger envelope and send it to us within 3 days so we can address it. Now, the other time you may get calls is if the bank sells the account to a collection agency 3 to 4 months down the road. This is normal. Just tell the collection agency the same thing. They are required by law that whenever they take an account, they have to send a letter to let you know within 10 days. When you get a letter like that, just forward it over to us, and within 2 weeks, you shouldn't hear from them again. Now, second thing is expect your credit report for about 6 to 12 months. And remember that putting negatives on your report is against the terms of the contract. But also remember that the whole reason we can do this in the first place is because they don't follow the new contract. So, after you send us your last credit card statement with the minimum payment at $43, go forward on your calendar about 7 months and put an X there. When that day comes, pull a credit report on yourself from all three of the agencies and send them to us. We will work to get the negatives taken off because we can show they were violating the contract when they put them there, so those negatives are there by mistake. So allow about 6 months for the debt to be offset, then about another 6 months to get the negatives corrected. At the end of that time, about 12 to 15 months from when you get started, the debt will be gone and your credit report corrected. That's pretty much it. If you have any questions, just get back to the agent that referred you to this call or leave your name and phone number clearly and someone from the office will get back to you.
And there it is.
Everybody. Now, all of you that have been listening to this, wondering what's going to happen next, how am I going to take care of this, is my life going to change, is something better for me out there? Yes, there is. There is. So, please, 877-331-0626. And, of course, if anybody's listening that wants to hear that again, please feel free to call 1-888-213-7655. But for live inquiries, please call the other number again. It is 877-331-0626.
And James, what struck me about this is that, folks, you're taking the step. You're now going after these people that have brought nothing to the table. Okay? When you sign these credit card agreements, what you're doing is collateralizing debt. In other words, what you're doing is you're creating the money with your own signature. They have put nothing on the table, not a thing.
They never did.
And they never have, and they never will, because the credit card system would not be as it is today. It wouldn't even be in existence if they actually had to put up money. And that's the beauty of this. And what's even better is that you don't have to fight with creditors. You don't have to fight with lawyers and lawsuits and judges and courtrooms. Did you hear what Brad Daly said? We assume your debt. They will not and cannot come after you. And it's a miracle solution. It sounds implausible to some people, but unless you understand contract law, what these fine folks have done is just turn the tables on them. They are not, you are not, the victim now. We have been put in the position of being the aggressor. But you don't even have to aggress.
Mm-hmm. Right. Daly, just take it out
Daly,
of there for you.
Daly and the bullies are going to do that for you. And they have never, folks, lost a case in court. Now, how do you like that as a track record? Now, this is the difference between this company and the other company, NAES, that we dealt with. And you heard Brad say it. You know, we discovered that, you know, people sometimes don't handle the lawsuits and things correctly. They'll make mistakes, whatever. We learned that we will assume that debt and we will take over for you. Now, folks, mm-hmm. It doesn't get any better or any easier than that. It is based in law and contract. And what they are simply doing is going in there and rearranging that contract. And you heard the performance. Okay, acceptance and performance, that is
right.
Contract.
Very important that you understand those words, what they really mean.
That's right.
Because in this particular situation, when you have entered an agreement where they've not given you full disclosure, that is still, they're still using that against them. I mean, they're basically using everything against them at all times for their kind of... They haven't been following the rules with credit card consumers for, I've been involved with this probably about 7 years. I've never seen them follow anything correctly ever, because they're making the presumption that the consumer, you listening to this, don't have the brain cells to even do anything about it. And they're counting on you not to. They bank on it, actually, literally.
Well.
On your head. Yeah. So that you don't, that you will not take action. But today, for all of you that are listening to this, you can now. You can begin.
Now are you beginning to understand? What's that other guy's program out there that he just bends you right back into the matrix? What's that radio talk show host's name? You know, the guy that runs out of Tennessee, Nashville.
Dave?
Dave Ramsey.
Right.
That pretty blue-eyed, slightly balding guy with a lot of energy is there to convince you that, well, you know, we can make a deal. It's deal or no deal. I feel like I'm on Howie Mandel's set. It's deal or no deal. We go in and help make a deal. Folks, you are still the person responsible for this according to the contract that's been laid down. What we're doing here is changing the terms of the contract using contract law against them, and you cannot lose.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
there you go.
It's as simple as that. You may be still skeptical at this point, and that's okay. We want you to be skeptical. We want you to call. We want you to find out more about this because it's as real as the sunshine, folks. It's as real as you are and the position you're in. I don't have to describe your realities or your angst. You already know the shape that you're in. We're trying to help you out of it. We'll take the break here, short segment on cash flow, coming back right after this short break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
James, as far as I'm concerned, we could have ended the show before the break because I don't think there's anything more to add to the.
It's kind of pretty self-explanatory. Yeah, there's a lot to add, actually. There's a big thing to add, and that is that when our listeners begin this journey, you cannot expect to have the same consciousness as you did before. You must alter it. Otherwise, you're going to default and go back into this normal zombie credit card crap all over again and have to deal with that. You have to change your thinking permanently. And one of the things that you're going to need to do when you've gone through this transaction and you begin this process is to keep listening to this show over and over and over again. I want it so clear in your mind that when I say Mary had a little, you all know what comes next.
A headache.
So when you're listening to the show, we're adversaries for you and for your own mindset, because you're going to go out in a society where it's going to reinforce you to go back into debt over and over again. They're going to throw out deals in front of you. They're going to throw out, well, if you buy this and apply for this, you're going to get this and you're going to get this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And that's not going to fly. And so you need to be listening every day so you understand, and this can be your little tranquilizer gun to old patterns that have been running your life and ruining it in most cases. So always remember that.
And folks, I'll get it out. I don't know how many times, James, I heard people say to me, well, is this going to ruin my credit? Well, excuse me, didn't you just tell me that $200,000 on credit card debt and that your life is in shambles right now? And you're still worried that you're going to dump this credit card debt, and you're still worried if you're going to have a good credit rating by the very people that tried to rate you?
It defies logic. It defies logic, but like I said.
But here's the deal. Okay, I'm going to give you the great Howie Mandel deal. Okay, mm-hmm. You're dealing with the bankers here. Guess what you get to do? You get to look at the banker and say, you know what, Mr. Banker? Deal or no deal. Take it or like it or lump it. And that's it.
Right.
And this is handled, and let me stress this again, folks. This it puts you in no danger and no peril. You're not going to lose your house. You're not going to lose your home. You're not going to lose your bank accounts. They're not going to start attaching things. You are in control now, and you are the one that's fighting back. Now, imagine the effect of this, James, and this is what gets me giddy with excitement. Imagine tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans hearing this information about how the system got started, what it has done to this country, and a way that they can personally, for once in their lives, not a collective, not picking up your phone and talking to your representative, that somebody else has got, he's got his hands in somebody else's pockets and the daisy chain goes down. No, we're talking about you, the individual that heretofore thought yourself to be powerless, James. Powerless.
Mm-hmm.
And now the power and the ball is in your court. And that's the beauty of this, James. It's a no-brainer. But folks,
it's not in your court, it's in his court.
Well,
it goes to court.
there you go. And all you need to do, folks, and this is all that you have to do to get this ball rolling. It is not illegal. It is not unethical. It is not anything but chain-breaking slavery. Step out of the shadows and into the sunlight. Take the free breath that God intended you to take since the moment you were born until the last breath that you take on this planet. Give James a call. Don't put it off another minute. 877-331-0626. Those people aren't sleeping. They're not going to slow down. They work 24/7. Not in your interest. It's time that you step act in your own behalf. Act as if you are in control, because that's exactly where we're going to put you. James, we'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Another edition of Cash Flow. Be there. With